Hava min, I would have thought, mechayim. It's only yasa mechayim when she's still alive. When the yavamer is alive, then you're not allowed to marry her mother. Because she'd be mevato mitzvah yibum. Avo liyacha misa. But maybe when the yavamer dies, maybe poker le zika. Maybe then the zika goes off to mafreya. In other words, even if he would have just said, Yezika, I would have thought it's like this. Your brother dies, so his wife falls to you. Right now it's called like you're a little bit married to her. So right now you're not allowed to marry her mother. Because you're married to her a little bit. But I would have thought only Kol Zaman the Yavama is alive. But let's say the Yavama dies. I would have thought when the Yavama dies, Zika goes off automatically. And now it's considered like you weren't married to her. In other words, the whole din of Zika is only that like it's the beginning now of marriage that will take place later. But in the case that she dies, that will never take place the marriage later, the Yivam later, maybe it's not called Zika at all. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no. The Zika Bechti Lepoka, no. Zika doesn't go off with nothing. So as soon as your brother died, right away his wife is Zika to you, means you're considered like you're a little bit married to her. And you're not allowed to marry her mother. Now even if she dies, still the din Zika does not go off for nothing. And therefore it's still considered you were married to her for a short time, and therefore her mother is still asa to you. So that's why Rav Yehuda said a strong lashon that even if the Yavama dies, still you're not allowed to marry her mother. Now the Gemara says, Lena Messiah, let me bring a riot to Rav Yehuda. Says like we had before, Yevimta Shemesa, if your Yavama dies, your brother died first and his wife dies, it says, Allah, you're allowed to marry her sister. So it's a diyak b'achoysin b'imaloi, mashmi, even after she dies, you're only allowed to marry her sister, but not her mother. Why? Because you see, you say Yezika, you were like married a little bit to her, so even though she dies, you can't marry your mother. So Mara says, no, here it wouldn't be a proof. I tell you who I then really could be, the Afilu Bima. Maybe even when she dies, you're allowed to marry her mother also now. Why does it only say the sister? Because we added the Tony Reisha, since the Reisha, that Mishnah, was talking about Ishta, your own wife, Shemesa that died. And there the Lacher is Vedavka Mutta B'Yachoysay. You're only Mutta to marry your mother, your wife's sister now. But, and there, Davka B'Yachoysay of Abimaloi. There it's only mutter to marry your wife's sister if your wife dies, but not your wife's mother. Your mother-in-law remains also to you, Lielum. Te'evila Yisur Diraisa. That's the Yisur Diraisa. You're not allowed to marry an Isha Bita. If you marry your wife, you can't marry her mother. That's also Lielum. And therefore, since that's the Chiddush of the Reisha, Toni Nami Sefer. The Sefer, the Mishnah also says the opposite way. It says the same way, that by Yavama, when your Yavama dies, you should know, Mutta V'Yachoysa, you're allowed to marry her sister. And it doesn't say the mother, because it's just saying over the same case of the Reisha. But really, really, maybe the Lacher is the old Ein Zika. So when your Yavama dies, La Lacher is you, maybe you're allowed to marry her mother. So Mela wouldn't be approved to Rav Yehuda from over here. So kids, we have a machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, if you say Yei Zika Rein Zika. Again, when the Yavama, when she dies, are you allowed to marry her mother or not? Mora says now, Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Rav Huna Bar Chiya asked a question like this. It says, Alochom, what's going to be also bo Maimer? You made Maimer. Umeis, there's a din of our Mishnah. Again, now Mishnah says like this. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven died. And after Reuven died, then Levi, the third brother, was born. So it says now of Shimon, the second brother, if he made Maimer with Reuven's wife, also by Maimer, Shimon made a Kedushin mid Rabbanon with Reuven's wife, Umeis, and then Shimon died. So Lamaisa Shnia, Shimon's second wife, really Midiraisa, she falls to Yibum, to Levi. Because really Midiraisa, she's not called the Tzara Serva. Because Midiraisa, Shimon is not married to Eshes Reuven. So the Lachru is Chaletzis. You have to, Levi has to give Shimon's second wife Chalitza. But V'leimis Yabemis, Levi is not allowed to be Miyabno. Because Midirabonin, she's called the Tzara Serva. Since Midirabonin, Shimon made Maimer. So Midirabonin, Shimon is married to Eshes Reuven. So now Shimon has two wives, Reuven's wife and his own wife. So when Shimon dies, really Reuven's wife is an erva to Levi. So the Rabbanin, Levi cannot be Miyabnet Sarida. Now, Taima, what's the reason for this? Why do we say when Shimon dies, Levi cannot be Miyabim, Shimon's second wife? only diavad b'maimer, because when Shimon was alive, he went and made maimer, he made a kedusha mit rabbanin with Reuven's wife. Holo yavid b'maimer, mashmer Shimon did not do anything to Reuven's wife. Again, Reuven died. So Reuven's wife now falls to Yibum to Shimon. Shimon was alive the same time as the mitzvah Yibum. Shimon has the mitzvah Yibum to Reuven's wife. Mashmev Shimon did not make Maimer, nothing doing yet. Mashmein Zika. Reuven's wife is not called attached to Shimon. So when Shimon dies later, Shimon the Mice only has one wife, and then that one wife would fall to Yibum, to Levi. So Mashmev Levi would have a mitzvah Yibum. So Mashmev Yod ain't Zika. Mashmev Shimon died now without making Maimer to Reuven's wife, so Shimon's wife would fall to Yibum to Levi, and there'll be a mitzvah Yibum. So Chura the Kasher is V'yam Rut Yezika. If you want to tell me like Rabbi Yehuda that there's a klal of Yezika that as soon as Reuven dies, the first brother died, his wife is like married a little bit to Shimon. So if so, when Shimon dies now, heaven late Sarah Seshachish Lahoy Bialamai Bezika. When Shimon dies now, so the first wife was a little bit married to Shimon. So Shimon's second wife is like a Sarah Serva. She's a Tsara to the Eshesash Lahoy Bialamai. So Levi should be putter from Yibum. There should be no mitzvah Yibum at all on Levi. And now Mishnah's Mashma not like that. Now Mishnah's Mashma only because Shimon made Maimer, made a Kedushin with Reuven's wife. But Mashma, Shimon didn't do anything. Just the fact that Reuven's wife is a Yevama fell to Shimon, Mashma we hold ain't Zika. It's not considered that Shimon's married at all to Reuven's wife. So the Kash on Rabbi Yehuda. So Mara says no. Oh, my rabbis, rabbi, into the Quran to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you who I didn't really the same halacha would apply. The Afagav the Loyovit b'Maimer. Even if Shimon did not make Maimer at all in Reuven's wife, it would still be the same halacha. That if Reuven dies, if Shimon dies now, Shania Mechlatz Cholsi Vumalev Miyavma. When Shimon dies now, Shimon's wife, Levi, cannot be Miyavma. Because the Maisa, since we hold Yezika, so Reuven's wife, when Reuven died, Reuven's wife fell Lezika to Shimon. It's considered like Shimon's married to her a little bit. So now when Shimon dies, since Reuven's wife was married to her, and Nogeya to Levi to the third brother, she's an Eshesash Lehoya B'Yolamoy, she's an Erva. So Mela, Shimon's wife also remains an Erva. So therefore the same Allah would apply that Levi cannot be Miyabem, Shimon's wife. If so, why does our Mishnah have to say that Shimon made Maimer? For all the Ktoni Maimer, why does our Mishnah say that Shimon made Maimer? It's telling Yechidish, Lafuke mi Beishamai, that the Mishnah is telling us not like Beishamai. The Amri Beishamai Shitter is Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomer. Beishamai Shitter is that by Yevama, if you make Maimer, it's not a Kedushin the Rabbonin, it's a Kedushin the Yeraisa, Beishamai holds. So according to Beishamai, in our Mishnah, there'd be not even Chalitza when Shimon dies. Because according to Beishamai, since Shimon made Maimer with Reuven's wife, it seemed like Shimon married her 100%. So Lamaisa, Shimon now has two wives. Aneshis Ach Shlohoye V'Yolamoy, Nogeya to Levi, and a second wife. So when Shimon dies, just like the first wife, Reuven's wife, is also to Levi, she's an Erva of Eshes Ach Shlohoye V'Yolamoy, who Adin Shimon's second wife would also be a Tsaras Erva to Levi, and there would not even be a Mitzvah Chalitza. So Kamashmo now Mishnah, not like Beishamai, that we hold no, even though you made Maimer, Maimer means you were Mekadosh, you made Kedushim with the Yivama, with Kesev or with Shtar, that means nothing Midiraisa. Midiraisa you're not married to her at all. It's only a Svarin, the Rabbonin, the Maimer means something. So since Midiraisa you're not married to her, therefore the second wife there is a Mrs. Chalitza. But who Adin, the Mishnah, the same din would apply even without Maimer, even with Zeke alone. The fact that Reuven died, his wife is a little bit attached to Shimon. And when Shimon dies, Levi is not allowed to be Miyabin, Shimon's wife, because she's been mixed us a little bit at Tzara's Erva. So therefore, Chalitza you have to. It's not strong enough to pater the Mitzvah Yibum, but I call upon him Yibum you can't do. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asked a question like this. There's halacha later, Shnei Achin B'yer L'mechet. You have two brothers alive at the same time. One of the two brothers died. B'loi Vlad, without any children, there's a mitzvah Yibum. V'yomad hasheni yazeh lasos maimer bivimtoi. The brother now that's still alive wanted to go make maimer, wanted to start to be mekayim the mitzvah yibum. V'loi hispik lasos ba maimer. But he didn't get around to make maimer with it yet. Ad shenoved layach, until a third brother was born. Umeis, and now the second brother Shimon dies. So the kid says Shimon did not make maimer with Reish Yisach. Shimon only has one wife, and Shimon died. The lochem is like this: Harishayna, Ruvain's first wife, Yoytze Mishum Reish Yisach Shlohay B'Yolamai. There's no Mrs. Yibum to Levi; she's an erva to Levi. Ushniya, Shimon's second wife, Oichaletze Soy Misya Bemis. Levi can either give chalitza or else give Yibum. So this is the kashi. You see, Levi is a lot of bimiyabim, Shimon's wife. So the question is why? V'yam which Yezika, if you tell me like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a klal of Yezika, so as soon as Reuven died, right away Reuven, the older brother's wife, is a little bit married to Shimon. So when Shimon dies, Shimon's second wife should be also to Levi. She's called the Saras Erva. V'yam which Yezika, if you tell me, old Yezika, heavy lord Saras Eshesach Shlohay B'Yolamai. Shimon's second wife is a Tsaras Erva to Levi. V'zika, machmas adin Zika. So I call upon him, there should not be a mitzvah yibum. And here the Brisa says clearly, you could make a mitzvah yibum. So mashma clearly, not like Rav Yehuda. Mashma we hold ain't Zika. So Gemara into the Enachanami, I'll tell you, this Brisa goes, Hamani Rabbi Meihi. This Brisa goes according to Rav Meyashita, the Enachanami. That's Rav Meyashita. Rav Meyatak holds ain't Zika. The Yomar ain't Zika, Rav Meyah holds ain't Zika. For the Gemara, Mis Tvilil Rav Meyah ain't Zika, is it true that the Meyah holds ain't Zika? Yotanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Arbach, and we have four brothers. Shinayin mehem nesuyin shtei achoyis. Two of the four brothers married two sisters. Umeisu hanesuyin achoyis. And those two brothers that married two sisters, both of them died at the same time. So it comes out that two sisters are falling to Yibum to the other two brothers. So lachar is a reelu chaletzis lemes yabemis. The other two brothers are only allowed to make chalitza, but they can't make Yibum. Why can't they make Yibum? Because since the old Yezika, both of them is like attached to both brothers. So if either brother would be miyabim any one of the wives, it's like he's being poigeya in his wife's sister. Because he also has Zika to the other wife, so it's like the other one is also his wife already. So if you go now to be miyabim one of them, you're like marrying achois ishtoi, that's also. Now, vi saka, that if you want to tell me sovereign Rav Meyah, ein Zika, Rav Meyah holds ein Zika, how does Rav Meyah learn that Mishnah? Hani mitrei bati kastin. If you learn ain zika, so when the two brothers marry the two sisters and they both die, so to the two brothers alive, luchuri each brother should marry one of them. Like right now, there's ain zika; they're not married to either one of them. So one brother marry one sister, and the other brother should marry the other sister. Why does the Mishnah say you can't make yibum? And stama Mishnah's Rav Meyah. For the Gemara, if you hold me, Rav Meyah ain zika. Hani mitrei bati kastin. The two sisters are falling from two different brothers. Highly Yavim Chodo, let one live brother marry one sister. Finally Yavim Chodo, let the other brother be Miyavim the other sister. Selamai Lechur Tzerai, even according to Rameya, you hold Yezika. So since you hold Yezika, as soon as the two brothers died, it's like both the sisters fall to both brothers. And both of them are like married a little bit to both brothers. So neither of them can marry either one of them, because they're being Pogeya be Achoy Sishtoi. So Marian says, L'yayla matah you ain't Zika. No, maybe Rav Meyah really holds ain't Zika. And the reason why Rav Meyah holds he can't be miyabim here is Mishum dekesovar osa levato mitzvot yibamim. Rav Meyah holds as an Isser, you're not allowed to be mevato mitzvot yibam. And even though you hold ain't Zika, when the two brothers dies, the other two brothers have a mitzvot yibam. And you're not allowed to do anything to stop the mitzvot yibam. Now we're afraid like this. If you tell me one brother can miyabim one, we have to be afraid, Dilma, Adam miyabim chad, while one brother is being miyabim one sister, mayis idach. Maybe the other live brother, the third brother will die. If that's the case now, v'kob batlis mitzvahs yivamim. If that's the case now, so the one brother was miyabim one sister. When the second brother dies, the other yivama goes out free now. Because that brother can't be miyabmer anymore, because he was already miyabmer the sister. He's not allowed to marry two sisters. So if you're going to tell me now that the brothers could be miyabmer the two sisters, we're afraid maybe if the one brother marries one sister, the other brother will die, and then the other yivama will go out l'shuk. Become about this mitzvah yivamin. So that's why he says the Yetzer is only to make Chalitza. Now the Gemara says, Rashi speaks out, so the Chur of the Yetzer should be is, let one brother make Chalitza in one Yevama, and then the second Yevama, let the second brother marry her. So Rashi says that's a gzera. Once you say you can be miyabim one, we're afraid you come to be miyabim the other one, and then we're afraid if one brother marries one sister, we're afraid the second brother will die, and then this first brother now cannot be miyabim the second sister, so there'll be mevatah mitzvah yibum. Therefore, the answer is let's give chalitza. But I call upon him, Reb Meir holds zain zika, and the reason why you can't make yibum is because time we're afraid you'll be mevatah mitzvah yibum. For at the Gemara though, what's wrong? Let's say you could be Mavata Mitzvah Yibum. Why? The Rabbi Gamliel Lamer ain't Zika. Rabbi Gamliel Shitter also is ain't Zika. And the Gamliel holds clearly, Umuta Levato Mitzvah Yibamim. The Gamliel holds, so what? If you want to do something to Mavata Mitzvah Yibum, you're allowed to. So the Kasha Vaisthus is, whoever holds ain't Zika, holds there's no such Issa to be Mavata Mitzvah Yibum. Like the cases like this, the Tanam, not like this. Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, in miyano miyano, v'im loimino tamtim achetagdol, v'teitzi alazu mishum achoisisha. The case is, two brothers are married, two sisters. And one sister is a katana. Now, the brother that's married, the older sister, the gedolah, died. So now, when the brother died, his wife was married midiraisa. So, to the second brother now, there's a mitzvah yibum midiraisa. Who is the second brother married to? To the sister that's only a katana. Since she's only a katana, the kedushin is only chal mid rabbanon. That's all it is. So what Mandi Yomis says is, we have to tell this katana now, be mamayin, get rid of the brother. So therefore now, the brother can be mekayin mitzvah yibum, and marry his brother's wife. Rav Gamliel says, nothing doing. Rav Gamliel says, if the katana wants to make miyin, very good. But if she doesn't want to make miyin, they'll stay married, and when she comes to Gedolah, they'll mamish make Kedushin, and then automatically, the Mitzvah Yibum will go off. Because this brother was married to the Yevama sister, and when she gets a Gedolah, he'll have Bia with her, he'll be Mekadisha, so then the Zika will fall off altogether. So you see, a crunch from Gamliel, it's Mutzah to be Mavato Mitzvah Yibum. That's what Gamliel says. In Miyana, if the Katana says goodbye, okay. V'yim Loi Miyana, again, the brother that's alive now was married to the sister of the Yavama, and she's only a katana, it's only a mitzvah, it's only a kedushin rabbanin. The Gamliel says that they don't want to separate. Tamtin, the brother has a right to wait with his wife now. Achetagdol until she becomes a gedolah, and then they'll make kedushin midiraisa. V'teisi alazum mishum achayis ishoi, and then the melo will be bottled the mitzvah yibum, because now the other sisters, your wife's sisters, don't mitzvah yibum. So what do you see? That Rabbi Gamliel that holds Zain Zik holds, you could be Mavato Mitzvah Yibim. So Gemara says, what kind of kasha is this? Omalei, the Rabbi Gamliel or the Rabbi Meir Karamis. What's the kasha? Rabbi Gamliel taka true holds Zain Zik, and he holds, you could be Mavato Mitzvah Yibim. But I tell you, Rabbi Meir is a different person. Rabbi Meir, even though he holds Zain Zik, he holds though, you're not allowed to be Mavato Mitzvah Yibim. So therefore, when the two brothers married two sisters dies, and they fall to the other two brothers, you're only supposed to make chalitza in order to make sure you'll for sure be mekayim the mitzvah yibum. So Mura says, Hochi Karmin, this is what we wanted to ask. Rav Meir chayish afil l'sveika. Rav Meir is afraid even for a suffix. And Rav Gamliel afil levadi l'chayish, like that's the kasha. Rav Meir holds here even for a sveika, we are chayshin. Like he says, not to do mitzvah yibum, because you're only afraid maybe the other brother will die. You see how far Rav Meir was chayshish, not to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. And Rav Gamliel on the other way says, no, even if she's for sure going to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to. So that was a kasha. How could they hold opposite svaris? So Mura says, that's not a kasha. In a chanami, Dilma man deloy chayish, whoever, like Rav Gamliel, is not afraid to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, afil levadi loy chayish. Even if you know 100% you're going to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, you're allowed to. But maybe a man the chayish, Rabbi Meir, that's chayshis, afil lesveka chayish. Even for a suffix, he's also chayish. So that's what we're blibing. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds Zain Zika, and the reason why the Abba the Mishni says chalitza and not yibum is because the other svara, you're not supposed to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off Yud Ches and Marala following the bottom. That was last Gemara's Teretz, that the Kasha was between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Meir, that Mamas so opposites, is not Mastar with a Yagyu,
that Rav Meir is chayish afilu l'sveiko, not to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. And Rav Gamliel afilu levadei was lo chayish, that was his kasha. The Gemara said, then echnami dilma, that man the lo chayish, whoever is not afraid, to hold his no issa to be mevatel mitzvah yibum, is afilu levadei lo chayish. Even if it's for sure, there'll be mevatel mitzvah yibum, it's okay. Well, man the chayish, go Rav Meir shit, is afilu l'sveiko chayish. Rav Meir was chayish even for a soft, even if you have a doubt, it will be mevatel mitzvah yibum or not. No. Omalei Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, "Hod Rav Yehuda." That's what Rav Yehuda said over that there is an issa zika. In other words, like when your brother dies, see, his wife is already like zika. She's attached to you, has a little bit kedushin. So even if she dies later, still you're not allowed to marry her mother. That was Rav Yehuda shita that yeh zika. So Gemara says to Shmuel, he, Yishno Rav Yehuda saying it over in the name of Shmuel. That's not because we don't like this.